Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson and I'm so glad to lead you in prayer this morning. For many of us, the word relax has become a bit of a curse word. If someone tells you to relax when talking or otherwise expressing yourself, you may respond to this five-letter word with your own four-letter one. Nevertheless, this is exactly how Sarah Young, the author of Jesus Calling, begins our devotion this morning on Psalm 32, verse 8. She says, "Relax and let me lead you through this day." She is sharing divine revelation to us. It hits a bit different when God tells you to relax, though, doesn't it? Relax and let me be God. Let me lead you. Once again, God is asking us to allow God to be our shepherd, our guide, the author of this day and all our days. God is requesting to truly be Lord. When you gave your life to Christ, you professed that you were agreeing to allow Jesus to be your Lord, not just your Savior. But if we're honest, many of us still resist allowing Jesus to sit on the throne of our lives. Jesus may have your heart, but does he have your plans, your schedule, the intention behind your time? This is what Sarah Young calls us to today. If you're anything like me, you live and die by your calendar, your schedule. Without it, your days will sink into utter chaos. Now, while it is okay to be a planner and to have a planner, who is writing our plans? Are we allowing Jesus to determine what we place in those little squares or what we add to our Apple calendars as our events for the day, the week, or the month? Jesus is calling us to surrender our time to him, to surrender our calendars to him, to allow him to determine what we should or will be doing with each hour of each day. As you go into today, I encourage you to hold each time block loosely, allowing Jesus to order your steps. Let's relax and be open to the direction and guidance of God. For indeed, all the days ordained for us were written in God's book before one of them came to be. Let us pray. God, we bring this day to you as an offering, a gift given to us that we surrender back to you. We lay down our will for it and in exchange take up your will, your desires, your plans. We say this day that we want what you want for it. We pray in the tradition of our brother Jesus, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God, it feels amazing to surrender our striving, our pushing, our grinding, our toiling to you. For that is what happens when we hand our will over to you. We do this in faith today, trusting that you and you alone can and will keep us from falling. You are able to take this little bit of time, the 60 seconds in each minute, and make it so much more, to supernaturally multiply it to maximize our productivity. You are also able to shrink it to help us to rest when necessary, to allow us to stop, to allow us to chill, to selah where needed. God, we trust that you know what is best for us, that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. So help us to act like it. For if we truly believe this, then there is no reason for us to continue to hold on to our schedules, our plans, our ideas of what we should be doing. Instead, we ask for divine revelation today. Show us, God. Show us what you have for us to do. For what you have in store, what you desire for us, tell us. Tell us where to be, when to be there, and how to show up in the spaces that you send us to. We thank you in advance, God, for what this display of trust will mean in this day and the days to come. Thank you in advance, God, for increased productivity and deeper rest. Thank you in advance for better attitudes and better mental and physical health. Thank you in advance for the memories we will make, the things we will see, the places we will go, the people we will meet, and all of it because we decided to let go, relax, and follow your lead. God, we lay every care and concern at your feet this morning. You know what your people need on this day, and we trust that you will provide what is needed for every moment. God, pour out so much blessing that we do not have room enough to receive it. Meet every person at the point of their need, starting with those precious people on our prayer list. Cover our church, cover our community, cover our lives, cover our hopes and our dreams. While you're doing that, God, cover this wonderful church, our dear pastor, our great leaders, your nation, and your vast world with your grace and mercy. Bring justice and peace to the people and heal your land. Restore hope, broken dreams, and lost hope, God. Use us to impact and transform this present world into your kingdom. In the name that is above every name, we do pray and we say amen. My sisters and brothers, we thank you for joining us for prayer today. Won't you come back same time, same place next week? And in the meantime, meet us for worship here in the sanctuary at Ray of Hope or online at 10 a.m. Go in peace, go in power, relax. God loves you.